Vectis Radio.
Well, we have a young lady who's come in to tell us all about putty cats.
Oh, good. We like putty cats on this show.
And it's Emma from the Cats Protection or Isle of Wight Cat Centre this week.
Yep.
Hello, Emma.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, all good, thank you.
Good, good. What have you been up to?
Oh, well, always busy at the centre in the summer.
Yeah.
It's strange because we're a tourism island, but obviously cat adoption isn't really a tourism thing.
No, you don't.
I think I'm going to hold it. I'll go adopt a couple.
No,
of cats
and we
while
wouldn't
I'm here.
Wouldn't really encourage people to, you know, come along,
no.
Swipe up a cat as a souvenir. but yet we're still very, very busy in
That's
the summertime.
Good. Yeah.
So I mean,
is
you
it
know.
Busy with incoming or outgoing or both?
So it's actually, I think the. All these intense heat waves have really had an impact. We haven't had a lot of cats in care.
Right.
But we've still been homing brilliantly.
Oh,
last month, we homed 37.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we've always averaged more than one a day.
Oh, that's good.
So
you must feel quite satisfied with that kind of level.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, before we get into what you've actually come to talk about, we saw a thing on the socials this morning about two tiny kittens.
I was just asked about that, actually, yes. I was asked if they came to us. They've actually, with Friends of the Animals.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Which is wonderful. It doesn't matter who they go to as long as they get help.
Absolutely. The poor little things.
Absolutely. And I would take that opportunity to absolutely say if people need help, there are so many organisations on this island that you can go to. Even if it's initially, it's just advice before you get to breaking point and you think, I can't cope anymore.
Yeah.
We are all there to give advice.
So you've got these little kittens who are only a few days old, left in a cardboard box, and you think, oh, that's really not fair, is
it? Like I know that they are wondering, you know, where mum is.
Yeah.
Because the best thing for them would to be fed by mum and raised by mum. You know, hand rearing is very hard work, so power to the lady who's going to be doing that.
Yes, but mum teaches them all their etiquette and everything.
Yep, how to use the litter tray, all those sort of things that you want when you get your cat.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know, at least they are all being looked after. That's the main thing.
Absolutely. Like I say, I would say if you need anything, any worries, any questions, any concerns, or if you do need to bring a cat into care, contact one of our rescues.
Yeah.
There are multiple charities on the island.
Yeah, so
we will be there to
help.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we're not competing.
No.
We're all here to help animals.
No, but it could be that someone comes to you at Cats Protection and you say, well, actually, we're full up at the minute. If you go and see Friends of the Animals, they can help
Absolutely.
You.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
And vice versa.
We're a network.
Yeah.
We're a network of just animal lovers and we just want to help.
Yeah.
So, having gone through that now, what did you actually come to talk about?
Yeah, let's get into my list.
Oh, she's got the paperwork.
The list, yes.
Well, I was going to say, bless you, you let us come every month and there's always so much to talk about,
which is
why it's so great that you let us come every month.
That's all right.
And initially, I will mention, because I recruit our volunteers at our centre.
Yeah.
A couple of the volunteer roles that we are looking out for. We did put out information recently about how successful our lost and found volunteer team are.
Yes.
Right.
And how many cats we've been able to reunite with their families.
Right.
Equally, how many strays that we've been able to realise are not owned by anyone, taking and rehome.
Right.
It's massively, massively successful. The most common areas that we need help with, obviously Ryde, because that's where we're situated.
Yeah.
But we could also do with volunteer help to cover Newport and potentially the West Wight as well.
Right.
Okay.
So if anyone would like to be part of that, it's very rewarding.
Okay.
To reunite a cat.
What do you want them to do?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the actual duty?
Absolutely. So when we are contacted with a report of a found cat, our lost and found volunteers will go out. If the cat's approachable, they will scan it for a microchip.
Yeah.
If it's got a microchip, they will then be able to give us that information. We can look it up, see who it's owned by, and reunite the cat. If they don't have a microchip, they will put a paper collar on, something that comes off easily, if in case, you know,
okay,
the cat goes squeezing through bushes or whatever.
As they do.
Yep. And it just says, you know, we have concerns about this cat. If you own it or know anything about it, contact us.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to do a lot of the background legwork, you know. Yes. You need to know that you're not just taking someone's cat off the streets.
Of course.
Because unfortunately, still not every cat is microchipped. Please get your cats microchipped.
Yep. And register it once you've done that.
Absolutely. And keep your details up to date.
Yes.
That's another thing. Luckily, I think people's phone numbers don't change too often now.
No.
But if you move house, you remember, put it on your list of all the things you need to change, your bills and everything. Your microchip also needs updating.
Yep.
So, and then they also might be involved with trapping the cat or just collecting the cat and bringing it into care to be rehomed.
Right.
So it's quite a hands-on out there role. It's very engaging. Putting posters up as well, spreading the word.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, really helpful job.
Okay, so contact you. We'll get the contact details out at the end. But
yes, the website has got that role on it at the moment,
so you can
literally read the description and apply. And the other one is just to remind all the college students who are going on to their animal care and animal management courses, they're going to need work placements. So if they would like to come to Cats Protection to do their work placement.
That's a good idea.
No, I didn't know you offered that.
We do, and we actually do offer to under 18s, and not a lot of places do.
Right.
So, and that would be general duties around the cat centre.
Yes, so it's called Cat Care Assistant, and it's helping with maintaining their pens, keeping them clean. You would get to learn things around fleeing, worming, weighing, general welfare and behaviour.
Okay. Catching the cat that runs out the door.
Oh, yeah. I have asked before, because we've got the double door system, so it's like, always make sure one's shut. And I have asked, one of my colleagues said he'd never known it to happen, but the deputy manager did say she had seen it happen once.
Yeah.
So let's hope never again.
Yes.
So that's an interesting one. So if you're going to college and you're doing
animal welfare or we do animal welfare. If you're doing animal care or animal management,
right?
Okay, and you can get a workplace, or you could get a workplace placement at the cat centre in Ryde.
Yes.
Would that be a permanent thing, or is it just whilst they're on the course?
Well, a lot of them have specific amount of hours they need to complete.
Right,
so different course levels. There are level one, there's level two, there's level three. There's diploma, there's all kinds, I tell you. They all have different amount of hours to accrue. So I've had anything from 30 hours to 300 hours over the space of two years.
Yep.
Most of them tend to go on to uni after that.
Yes.
That's fine.
But obviously if they wanted to continue to volunteer, and that, you know, they've been brilliant, of course we're happy to keep them on.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of them tend to go on to bigger and better things.
Right, okay.
Well, that's good. That's a nice
thing. But we get to be a stepping stone, which is wonderful.
And it all helps you out as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, a good majority of our staff started as college placements.
Well, there you are.
So,
what else have you got to tell us?
Oh, so much. I'm so sorry.
No, carry on.
Got a couple of events coming up. So this one's a bit quirky. One of our volunteers, Sarah, is hosting an Only Fools and Horses themed quiz at the end of the month.
Right,
it's at Binstead, isn't it?
It is at Binstead, yes. It's at the Binstead Arms on the Tuesday, the 29th of September.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we know an Only Fools and Horses expert.
Oh, well, you better take him and go to the quiz then.
I think we might be going to that quiz.
Yeah, you never know.
I think you should.
Only if we got the expert with us, because I've got no idea on half of it.
I don't remember the last time I watched an episode. It's all sort of nostalgic.
Yeah.
Well, I can assure you that this person, I'm not going to name him on the air, but this person will know every full stop and comma in every script.
I think you should get down there and
absolutely
and go for it.
So
absolutely.
How much does it cost for per team, per person?
Oh, you've stumped me on the one thing I didn't write down.
Oh.
I know, I'm terrible.
Who do you have to contact, the pub or you?
All the information is on our Facebook page.
Right. Oh,
okay,
we've got little set of pinned posts up, and because that's an upcoming event, it's also got the, and this is why I didn't take all the details down, our volunteer has very kindly put her phone number on there to contact her to have a team.
Right.
And I'm not going to announce her phone
number.
No,
don't put that on the air,
pop onto Facebook and look at the pinned posts and all the information will be on there.
Okay. And what's next?
The other one I was going to mention was the fire walk, which we've talked about before.
Yes,
not me personally, but
you're doing that in conjunction with the RSPCA. Yeah,
throwback, we all work together.
I mean Mark came in last time and spoke about this, and we were in, are you mad, but yes,
Oh, I'm not doing it.
Oh, no.
Me neither.
Nor am I.
Oh, really?
I know people who have done it say it's fine, but I
doesn't appeal, I'm afraid.
I would give it, I think a lot of things are worth giving a go just to say you've done it. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Crazy me.
I want to make it the 73, thank you very much.
Crazy me, I was really jealous that the first time that a charity ever did wing walking on the island, I think it was Mountbatten, and me and a volunteer, we were both really jealous and were like, oh God, I wish Cats Protection had done it, you know, because we'd have done it. And that's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Imagine it is.
Anyway, when is the firewalk?
So that is in October. That is going to be at Robin Hill.
Right.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. Most people know where that is.
Yes. And what's great is you can actually take as many supporters as you want and they get into Robin Hill for free.
It's a nice big place, isn't it? Wow. Yeah, I like
it. So I think it's from about 3 p.m. in the afternoon. You can start to come in. You can spend some time going round Robin Hill and doing what you want to do before you even kick off the firewalk. So you can make a whole day of it.
Excellent.
So you get all the training provided. I think this was probably like everyone's going to freak out. The firewalk will be on gravel and the company bring their own turf and also dispose of professionally. They are fully fire trained and will have all necessary equipment. So, you know, be reassured.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
This is a professional thing that they know what they're doing. Yeah. They know how to do it.
You haven't just lit a fire then in the gravel and said, there you go.
And, you know, I saw an advert went up about it and everyone was up in panic because we were in the middle of heat waves. Yeah. And we were like, no.
It's not till October.
It's not till October.
There's nowhere near grass.
No, exactly. So, but it sounds like this amazing quirky thing to do. And
absolutely.
And the joke is, you know, would you walk over hot coals for cats?
So,
and I think if we had to, I think we all would. If we had to.
Yeah.
Is there a cost?
So, yes, it's a £25 registration fee.
Right.
I presume that is to cover the company that comes and does it.
Yes,
that
is
so,
yeah.
And the target to raise for fundraising is £100.
So that's sponsoring. You get yourself sponsored.
Sponsored. Okay. Right, yeah, so the minimum is just £100, which for a sponsorship, I don't think is a lot.
No.
Actually, I think that's really achievable.
10 people at £10 each.
Yeah. So I think if you want to do
it.
£10
a toe, isn't it?
Yeah, £10 a toe.
£10 a toe.
Yeah. If you want to do it, don't be intimidated.
Assuming
because I think that's
toes.
Really achievable.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure it is.
Excellent.
I've done fundraising where I had to raise £3,500 for Cats Protection, and I did it.
Good.
So,
well done.
Yeah,
well done.
So.
I haven't been convinced yet. I'm sorry.
One more thing, I think.
One more thing?
Yes. Oh, of course, I've got to talk about a cat, haven't I?
Yes.
You have.
Got to talk about a cat. So I decided today. We wanted to talk about Nelson because he's one of our longest stays at the moment. So Nelson is beautiful. He's a Bengal.
Oh, right.
So, and I wonder if he's a long stay because when people hear Bengal breed, they might think you're going to get a cat that's very sort of climbing the walls.
Active, yeah.
Very active, very energetic, needs lots of space and things like that. He's a slightly older boy at 11.
Right, so he likes sleeping quite a bit.
He's actually very chill for a Bengal.
So he's done all that.
Yeah, yeah. So you're actually, don't be put off by the fact that of his breed. He's actually, I've been told he loves brushes, he loves fusses, he's a very homely boy. He did live with other cats before and didn't get on, but we had a little look at his paperwork and we were very amused to see that he had a friend that was a rabbit.
Aww.
So maybe if you've got a house rabbit that needs a friend, Nelson could be friends with it.
He could be, yeah.
That's a very unique selling point for Nelson.
Isn't it, Jeff?
And there's details of him on your website?
Yes, absolutely. He also can go with slightly older children. I think he gets a little bit confused by young ones that are a bit boisterous.
Well, yeah, he's 11, so yeah.
Yeah, so kids that are maybe similar age to him and older.
Okay.
But yeah, on our website, please check out Nelson and see if he could be the one for you.
Excellent.
Okay.
And your website is?
cats.org.uk/Isle of Wight.
And your phone number at the centre?
03000 12251.
And don't be put off by that number. It does actually come right through to the
Royal. It is local.
It
is local. I think all of the centres were given a number beginning with 03000.
Yeah, that's fine. It's just that it doesn't sound like a local number.
No, it doesn't. And people don't pick up. If we call you on 03000 12251, do pick up.
Okay.
And you got your shop and everything?
No, we haven't actually got the shop at the moment because the past couple of times we've done tabletop sales and they have been amazing.
All right.
A couple of hours in the afternoon on a Saturday and we raised between £700 and £800.
Wow.
Well, that's worth it. Yes. Excellent. Yes.
So there will be dates for more of those next year.
Brilliant. Okay.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for letting me go on, as always.
And that's all right. Thank you for everything you do for our cats on the island.
Yes. Thank you. Vectis Radio on DAB.